KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy, 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny and windy today, a high around 52. A reminder, there is a wind advisory in effect from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for Monona, Harrison, Sac, Crawford, and Carroll counties. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, a man from Union County was arrested on an assault charge Thursday evening. According to the Creston Police Department, 27-year-old Lee Anthony Brown of Creston was arrested at his home on a charge of domestic abuse, simple assault. Brown was being held in the Union County Jail awaiting a bond hearing. Atlantic Interim City Administrator John Lund has announced a change in the operational hours of the yard waste site in Atlantic. Effective Tuesday, October 7th, the yard waste site will be open on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. The city reminds its residents to only bring trees, branches, grass, garden waste, and/or leaves to the yard waste site. The Cass County Conservation Board wants to know, when do you think the first trumpeter swan will arrive at the Schildberg Quarry here in Atlantic? You can call in your prediction by no later than November 11th to the Cass County Conservation Board at 712-769-2372. Leave a message and return phone number if the staff are not available to take your call. Duplicate dates will not be allowed. So, for example, if someone calls and says they think the swans will appear on November 25th, no one else will be allowed to predict that arrival date. You can call anytime until November 11th to make your prediction, and one prediction per family. The sponsors of the contest will determine the official arrival of the swans, and the winner will receive a trumpeter swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. And this contest is only open to residents of Cass County. Elsewhere in the news, some charities are fed up with people who donate items they say belong in a garbage dump. They say disposing of used tires, old sofas, and stained mattresses is costly and limits profits that fund needed services. Goodwill of the Great Plains manages 21 thrift stores in four states, including Iowa. Sonny Kellen with the charity tells the Sioux City Journal that all of its locations have had to address the issue by installing security cameras to prevent bad donations. Karen Froelich helps to manage the Bargain Center, which helps families pay for schooling. She says she finds unwanted garbage there almost daily. Todd Oberg runs the Disabled American Veterans Thrift Store and says it usually costs him $150 to take garbage off the property and haul it to a landfill. The nation's top agricultural official is raising alarms about the looming shortage of rail cars to carry grain from Midwestern fields to market. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says railroad officials should have anticipated the coming bumper harvest and have been ready with sufficient cars for delivery.
The reality is that we're behind. The rail industry is behind, and they need to catch up.
The former governor of Iowa, the nation's top corn and soybean producer, says two of the biggest railroads claim they're investing in more staff and equipment, but Vilsack says the moves aren't coming quickly enough, as farmers are already beginning to harvest the crops.
The National Surface Transportation Board has received comments from USDA in a letter that was recently sent on behalf of farmers, encouraging them to continue putting pressure on the Burlington Northern and Canadian Pacific rail lines to ensure that they have adequate number of cars, adequate number of locomotives, more personnel, and continue to improve track.
And Vilsack says that railroads should be penalized for poor service and they shouldn't be allowed to increase their freight rates when there's a backlog and bumper crops.
There may be some opportunities for the National Surface Transportation Board to change their system so that rail companies are not rewarded for substandard service. It doesn't seem to me that they ought to be able to charge extra when there's a backlog and a large harvest. They ought to be anticipating that.
Vilsack says another possible solution includes the use of arbitration.
We've also suggested that there might be additional ways in which decisions concerning whether or not they've stepped up adequately can be put into a mediation or arbitration system that might be less time-consuming and less expensive for producers.
Legislation is being introduced in the U.S. Senate to address the problem, while lawmakers from South Dakota and Minnesota are calling on the USDA to conduct an economic analysis of rail service challenges facing agricultural shippers. Crude oil production is bounding in the U.S., and 5 years ago, rail cars hauled 11,000 loads of crude oil, while last year was 400,000 rail car loads of crude. Supporters of the stalled Keystone XL oil pipeline say if the project were greenlighted, it could be carrying huge quantities of crude, freeing up more trains to haul grain. Officials say it's too early to tell whether a degenerative neurological disease that affects deer is spreading in Iowa. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship released statistics on Thursday that show more than 280 quarantined deer in north central Iowa tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The animals were killed in August as part of a scheduled depopulation. Kevin Baskins, a spokesman for the State Department of Natural Resources, says there's no indication the disease is spreading. Officials say that they will increase their testing of harvested deer in that area to determine that. Baskins says the case in Cerro Gordo County is the largest number of captive deer with the disease recorded in the state. Officials announced in April that one wild deer in Iowa had tested positive for CWD. After years of stability, Iowa's congressional delegation will soon have some new faces, and the candidates running for the state's two open seats all say they can bring some homespun pragmatism to Washington. Democrat Stacey Apple, a former state lawmaker, and Republican David Young, a former aide to Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, are both making that argument in the 3rd District, where longtime Republican U.S. Representative Tom Latham is retiring. Apple says that she supports boosting the minimum wage and other efforts to help working families, and argues that Young lacks perspective due to his long career in Washington. Young says his experience means that he can effectively work across the aisle. The 1st District also will have a new representative because incumbent Representative Bruce Braley is running for U.S. Senate. Braley is a Republican. And an Iowa State University political science professor says he's astounded by the amount of ad money outside groups are spending to try and sway voters in Iowa's U.S. Senate race. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Call Congressman Braley. Tell him to get to work.
Joni Ernst would be another Tea Party vote in the Senate.
Anyone who's listened to the radio or watched TV in Iowa has been exposed to the barrage. Researchers at Wesleyan University have been analyzing this year's crop of political ads. They found that from September 12th through the 25th of September, more than 11,000 ads for Iowa's U.S. Senate race aired on TV stations here. That's more than in any other Senate race in the country. David Anderson, a political science professor at Iowa State University, says the campaign conversation now is being driven by the ads purchased by outside groups.
The candidates are losing their voice. It is these other groups that are running the campaigns now and kind of putting words in the candidates' mouths.
Negative ads aren't a new phenomenon, but Anderson says it's amplified this year by the outside spending. Research has shown negative ads don't depress voter turnout that much, but Anderson warns the lack of substance in the ads airing in Iowa's U.S. Senate race this year just might. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.